The Australian government is under pressure to revise a planned bilateral arrangement for asylum seekers with Malaysia, under which the next 800 irregular immigrants to arrive would be turned away from Australia and sent to Malaysian shores. Australia has seen a sharp increase in migrant traffic, much of it from Afghanistan and Iraq, with many of the Iraqi migrants being Chaldean Christians. The director of the Australian Catholic Migrant and Refugee Office, Scalabrinian Father Maurizio Pettena, told Chris Altieri that the search for a real solution to the difficult situation must be guided by practical concern for basic human dignity.
I strongly believe if there is a contribution the Catholic Church can make in the whole debate about migration and asylum seekers and refugees and all that rotates around that, is to insist on the human dignity. It seems to me that very often when we speak of, particularly of asylum seekers and refugees, we might speak in very derogatory terms, such as, either people jumping the queue, or very much so we tend to have a connotations of people creating problems. We connect asylum seekers with possible people creating problems and terrorists. Now, we need to be able to have people to see behind and beyond, really, the fact that these people do come in very special ways, specific ways. But there are human beings there. There are stories whom we do not know. There are tragedies whom we can't even begin to understand. And we need to be able to create this dialogue of understanding that allows us, first of all, to say, let us meet with a human being, that for us, Christians is created in image of God. And so to this human being, we owe the veneration and respect of any other person. So, first of all, we have a human being. We have a child of God, and as such, we are stepping in sacred ground. Unfortunately, the debate, the sociological debate, the political debate, and whatnot, tends to use people coming into a country, in any country, I suppose, as asylum seekers, as a ball, a little bit in a football ground, where you pass it from one end to another. It becomes very often a political arena for political debates, for economic debates, for social debates and whatnot, and we tend to miss the point, which must be the point of departure in any dialogue and in any resolutions about asylum seekers, which is that of meeting above all the human beings. And I need also to add this: in such a globalized world, we need to understand that the reason why these people are fleeing their countries and seeking asylum into other countries, it's not going just to end with them. I mean, the situation they find themselves being can possibly be, in a future, which might not be that distant either, might be our own destiny, might be our own situation. So we need to understand that we are part of this global human family. The Holy Father, in his message for this year's Days of Migrants and Refugees, I really best of the 97th ever written, is his insistence for us to focus on this. We are one human family. So before being asylum seekers, before being that of the others, we are brothers and sisters made so by God.
When you were talking about this becoming a political debate, I mean, there's always going to be a political aspect to this in the technical sense. And are you talking about shaping the debate itself, not doing away with it?
Need to understand we need to understand the two sides of this dialogue. On one hand, we need I strongly believe that the Catholic Church needs to be the conscience of the world in this sense. So I, this stress on the human dignity. Now, very often, and I reflect from the point of view of the country from where I'm speaking to. Very often, the way that we treat asylum seekers, or the policies that we propose politically about asylum seekers, will result in winning or losing an election. So this is a very practical example of what it could be a political football field. So this is a very profound call the Catholic Church has and say, hey, stop a moment there. This is sacred ground. This is a human being. There is God here. Somehow, when we're dealing with human beings, we are always dealing with God. So this is this conscience there. On the other end, the Church must always, and it is doing it, and I believe it is doing well as well, must propose other ways, alternative ways, and must be able to offer leadership into proposing these other ways as well. Like, for example, from the point of view in Australia, we've been insisting as Catholic Bishops Conference. When we speak, for example, we have a number of people in detention places. Now, these are mainly very young people. And they are there for undue long amount of time, for a year or so. Even though the promise is that every document should be processed within 3 months, this is not happening for all sorts of things. One of the reasons I believe is that once they are locked up into a detention place, they become lost cause. So we are proposing very, very urgently to the government, why can't these people be granted a bridging working visa, become part of a society, be productive in the society, show what they can actually offer to the society whilst their visas is processed. It will be a much lesser financial burden on the society. It will empower these people with responsibility, and it will certainly speed up the process because of the factual that these people are in the community. But it also will create that social cohesion which happens once we become neighbors to other people, once we see how they work, when we see that they are human beings just wanting to live a better and a more dignified life. So I think we need to work on both ends. On one hand, to be a conscience, to remind and say, hey, you cannot play a game with these human beings. There is God here, and this is what the Catholic Church has to keep on doing. On the other end, we also need to offer leadership by showing, by saying, by proposing alternative ways.
Your office argues that if Australia increases what you call its humanitarian intake, that is, by welcoming more people effectively and getting them processed quickly and effectively, that this is going to dent the business of human trafficking.
Yes, you see, in the debate, not much emphasis is given to one point, and the point is, why do we have people smugglers? Why do they exist? Why is it that people seeking asylum in some countries have to resort to these people smugglers as a sort of last and desperate resort? So we need to be able to reflect on that. We always say, there are people smugglers, and we implement laws back in our own countries, the receiving countries, and we believe that these laws are going to deter people smugglers. I personally don't believe so. I believe that they will find other ways to act. So we need to reflect why we have these people smugglers. But if on the other end, we become more aware of the reasons why these people need to flee from their own countries. So we become, once again, more in touch with the human element here. We ask ourselves, what is happening? Would I stay there if I were going through that same situation? I mean, I always insist, even with the people say, can we start asking ourselves, why do people protest on top of roofs? Why do they go on hunger strikes? Why do they, get to some of these? So if we show back home that we are more aware of this and we are open to have an increase in humanitarian intake, then there is no more need of being smuggled, because there is a door open there. The other things that as Catholic Church we are trying to see is, we have people smugglers because the people that are smuggled in can't have any other ways to come into another country or to flee the country. Like, they haven't got access to their own papers, to their own passports, and whatnot. So we need to find ways to be able to counteract this on the ground.